I think what this really brings home to us is that suicide can happen to anybody. You know, whether it's young or old, and regardless of their, you know, colour, race or creed, it can knock on anybody's door. And we all struggle from time to time. You know, I have never met anybody who has actually had a charmed life from A to Z. We all, you know, get knocked from time to time. But hopefully we can get the help and the support that we need so as that we can cope and manage those situations. But I think how we view suicide as well needs to be challenged. And certainly from Pieta's perspective, what we want to do is create social change, and that it's okay if somebody is suicidal, that they you know, they reach out and that they ask for help. Or likewise, if you have somebody that you're genuinely concerned about and you can see that they've had experienced maybe a major life event or the relationship is broken down, we would say, you know, use the equivalent of CPR. And we would call that APR, that you ask, you persuade and you refer. You're not going to make somebody suicidal by asking them, you know, are you feeling suicidal or I'm worried about you. You're not going to put that thought into their head and make them complete suicide. But what you can do is let them know that there's somebody who's interested and willing to help and support them. And Pieta, we're very different. You know, it's not about the client having to make the call. We're happy to make referrals through family members, friends, other professionals, and make our service as barrier-free as possible. And I think the fact that we're a free service as well, you know, is so important for people, particularly in this current economic climate.
Because the troubles that may be causing people to feel down may in fact be the financial troubles which would put them off going somewhere else, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's strange because we're often criticised because we're a charity and people would say, you know, you should be introducing a sliding scale fee and people won't value the service if they're not paying anything. And why do we always equate value in monetary terms? You know, we shouldn't be doing that. And I know certainly that the people who come to Pieta are extremely grateful and appreciative of the service they receive. You know, and then maybe a year or two down the road, they might decide to run a coffee morning or a cake sale. And, you know, they are so appreciative. But even if we were to charge €2 and we see clients, say, 3, 4, 5 times a week, if that was the day that somebody didn't have that €2, it could actually be the day that they didn't come. You know, so that's what we're about in Pieta. It's the whole ethos of the service is that it's rooted in compassion and care. And as I said, it's as barrier-free as possible for people to make appointments and attend.
Even the name itself, Pieta, compassion or mercy.
Yeah. In fairness to our CEO, Anne Founder, she's an amazing woman and has tremendous faith. And last year it cost €2 million euro to run the centre. And we get very little government funding. And she's fearless, you know, and I remember in the early days and she had borrowed 120,000, her and her husband, using her own home as collateral. So this will just give you an indication as to her, you know, her passion and her courage to set up Pieta House. And she'd often say to me, you know, Cindy, we're going to get a waiting list if we don't get more therapists. And I'd say, but we actually don't have any money. And she'd say, you know, sure, if we thought like that, we'd never get anywhere. And she would very often say that the day she opened Pieta, she made God the manager, but he has done such a good job. She has promoted him to director. And we constantly make reference to the GWP fund, you know, the God will provide fund. But it is amazing. And people are fantastic. And I think we need to hold sight of that. It's actually Pieta, the community that take ownership and keep Pieta open and keep the doors open. And they are usually very good. I think we are all essentially good. And even though in these horrific times and horrific experiences, we need to hold on to that. I think we need to have hope.